Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now Matt Jaffe has completed the national anthem as we get ready for the final regular season game of the year, the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers. And it's role reversal this time out, as the Warriors are the team that has championship aspirations, while the Lakers are trying to rebuild out of what has been a disastrous 4 years for them, not making the playoffs yet again. Starting lineups right now for the Lakers. Let's go downstairs to Matt Hurwitz.
Setting 6'9 in his first year at Duke, number 14, Brandon Ingram. Also at four, setting 6'9, his 12th year at Wyoming, number 7, Larry Nance Jr. Starting at center, standing 6'9, his third year of Kentucky, number 30, Julius Randle. At one guard position, standing 6'3, in his third year of Syracuse, number 11, Tyler Ennis. And at the guard position, standing 6'5, in his third year in Missouri, number 6, Jordan Clarkson. Head coach for the Lakers is Luke Walton, assisted by Brian Shaw, Jesse Mermis, Hadad Matson, Brian Keefe, Judd Bushler, and Theo Robertson.
Theo Robertson heading to Cal after tonight's game to be part of the staff there for next season. We'll come back at the Warriors starters after this timeout of the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. We are getting ready for the start of tonight's game for the Golden State Warriors and their head coach, Steve Kerr. A little bit of a different starting lineup tonight, as you might expect. Kevin Durant will start the small forward spot, but James Michael McAdoo will get the start alongside, as with Draymond Green getting the night off. And McAdoo will be alongside Zaza Pachulia, with Thompson and Curry in the backcourt. So the Splash Brothers starting for the final regular season game of the year. Playoffs start this weekend right here at Oracle. We're not sure what time and what day it's going to be on, but we will know before we go off the air tonight. In fact, we might even know sometime soon, depending on what's happening with the Eastern Conference is now settled. So they can already start penciling in those schedules. Well, the only thing yet to be determined is home court in the Clipper-Utah series. So ready to go here. The Lakers coming in 26-55. And they will be ahead of Phoenix for last place in the Pacific Division. In fact, over the last 3 years, the Lakers have not won as many games as the Warriors have in any one of the last three seasons. Golden State in the home wide to the Bay Bridge in the center circle. They're going right to left. Lakers in traveling purple with gold trim, white letters, and white numbers and gold letters in the backside. Opening tip controlled by the Warriors and Curry. Ronnie Garrett and Mark Ayotte, James Williams, the three officials. Pachulia ends up with the ball and a handoff to Durant. To Curry, open three, left angle, out of the way. It's up and no good. Zaza with the offensive rebound. Dribbles on Julius Randle. Brings him outside to Curry. Baseball pass to Thompson. He loads up a three. That's no good. And Randle defensive rebound for the Lakers. Lakers coached by Luke Walton. 17th in the league in scoring of 104.7 tonight. Outside the ball, Clarkson got up top to Ingram. Ingram now to Ennis. Ennis drifting right side, fades into a jumper over Durant. That's no good. And Curry with a rebound. Curry behind the back with the dribble, comes right side, goes hard, hook pass through traffic, knocked down, not a good pass, deflected away. Randle's pass, batted down, stolen back by Klay Thompson to Durant. Durant leaves it for Thompson. Thompson now guarded by Clarkson, goes downstairs. Durant has Ennis on him, spins and shoots over him. It's up, no good. Jammed home by McAdoo coming from the weak side. Two-hand slam for McAdoo, and the Warriors have the first bucket of the night. With 10:45 to go in the first quarter, Los Angeles 9-31 on the road this year. Clarkson with the ball, behind the back dribble, gets a screen from Nance, fires a three and knocked it down off that screen. Jordan Clarkson bearing that. He's averaging just shy of 15 points a night. Durant with the ball on the far wing, locates Zaza Pachulia, top of the key jumper, good for Zaza. And the Warriors now lead by a count of 4-3. Golden State and Portland starting the playoffs this weekend. Ennis to Clarkson. Clarkson fades the baseline behind the back to Nance, who pushes the ball up with one hand. It's short, and the rebound pulled down by Pachulia. To Curry. Curry behind the back gets a screen. Right side, pump fake, needs help. Locates McAdoo. Back to Curry. Off a screen. Curry doubled pass, batted down. Curry got it back. Maintains the dribble. Another pass deflected. Grabbed by Thompson. Three ball hit the side of the board. Rebounded by Pachulia. Four on the shot clock, and he gets fouled by Larry Nance, and that's a huge break for Golden State. That play was going absolutely positively nowhere. Hard for team Golden State. It's been the last two NBA finals to get really fired up for a game like this as Klay Thompson goes down the lane and gets fouled on the drive, and he will go to the line to shoot two. It's one of the reasons why head coach Steve Kerr gave Draymond Green the night off. He says Draymond needs stakes. He needs something to really play for. Steve Kerr talked about Luke Walton, the coach of the Lakers, and doing so well so soon.
Honestly, he's a natural. I mean, he showed that last year. You know, he had one season under his belt as an assistant coach, and he stepped into the role when I was out and crushed it. The guy's a natural, so I don't know how much he's learned about himself, other than maybe patience, you know, with having to deal with losing. But one of the reasons he's a natural is because he's so laid back and patient anyway. He's not a guy who's going to lose his cool.
Free throws for Thompson, one of two. We've just been handled an email from the NBA that's been printed out. We get a defensive three called on the Warriors, and the Warriors will open up here at Oracle on Sunday. There was rumors going around it was going to be Saturday, but it's going to be Sunday. 12:30 tip here at Oracle. 12 o'clock with the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. So get up early, find your eggs, and then listen to the Warriors and the Trailblazers game one. So game one will be Sunday at 12:30.
Julius, right here.
Free throw was no good. It's 5-3 Warriors here, and the Lakers get the ball on the defensive three. Randle with a catch, left elbow to the cutting Clarkson. It goes backdoor and scores low left. And ties the game at 5. 9:14 to go first quarter. McAdoo flipped it to Klay Thompson. Now the ball goes to Zaza. Zaza holds it, waits. Dribbles, pump fake, chest pass to Curry. Quick release on the three and a splash for Curry. Curry, who has the second highest number of three-pointers made in the season, second only to his incredible 402 a year ago. Hits that to make it 8-5. Pass into Randle, goes up, scored, got bumped by McAdoo, and he's going to go to the free throw line to try to get a 3 points the old-fashioned way. Curry now with 323s on the season. So Chicago and Boston, Indiana, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Toronto, and Atlanta, Washington, all play on, well, let's get this right here, as Randle hits the free throw. Sunday's going to be Chicago, Boston, Atlanta, Washington, the Warriors, of course, and the Trailblazers, and Oklahoma City and Houston. Those are your Sunday games. Pachulia down the lane, got bumped by Nance, and he gets fouled. We're tied at eight here.
Lakers foul shot.
For the early game on Saturday. Looks like by my count would be Indiana-Cleveland. Last year, the Warriors started on Saturday. Foul on Nance Jr. was his second. Neither of these clubs can go really deep tonight, considering the number of players they have sitting down. Free throw for Zaza is good. Cleveland is shut down for the year. Nick Young, Timofey Mozgov, and Luau Deng. D'Angelo Russell is with his family after the death of his grandmother. Ivica Zubac has a high right ankle sprain, and he is done for the year. Two free throws good for Pachulia. That's a 10-8 game. Warriors on top by two. Ingram comes middle. Right-hand flip short. Rebound off of Pachulia. Grabbed by Durant. Durant to the timeline. Pulls up. Fires away. It's up and good. A three. Straight on for Kevin Durant. KD said the other day that's the one thing he wanted to get some work in was his three-point shot. And he nailed that one. Looked very comfortable there. He's guarding Ingram. Ingram pumping. Just gets locked up by KD. And he threw the ball right to McAdoo. He was flustered and turned it over. Klay Thompson right side. Warriors up five. Klay goes baseline. Finds Durant again. Touch pass. Curry. Pump fake. Dribble. Fly by. Three ball. Got it. Curry with another three. Luke Walton wants time. And the Warriors have doubled up on the Lakers. 8 points in 50 seconds for the Dubs. And they lead 16-8 on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Again, if you have not heard, Warriors open the playoffs Sunday, 12:30 against Portland. They lead the Lakers 16-8, 7:56 to go first quarter, 8-0 run in 50 seconds for the Warriors. As we come back to action here at Oracle. And same five that left the floor for Golden State. Well, the thrill and excitement of the playoffs presented by Kaiser Permanente. Returning to Oracle. Come share these memories with the Warriors. Cheer them on. Hosting Portland 12:30 on Sunday. Get your verified official playoff tickets now at Warriors.com. Thomas Robinson has checked in for the Lakers now. As Clarkson fades off the screen again, fading to his right. He loves to go that way and knocks down the jumper at 16-10. Clarkson has 7 of the 10. He's made all three shots. McAdoo up top. Durant gets free from Ennis. One dribble to Thompson. Thompson loads one up. Top of the key. Front rim miss. Tipped home by Zaza. Pachulia has 6 points. 18-10 Warriors. Ingram dribble drive on Durant. Goes up and missed it. Rebound McAdoo to Curry. Curry, full head of steam. Backward pass to Durant. Durant has to control it. Takes it middle. Chest pass to Curry. Pump fake. Sets his feet, lets it fly. Three ball again for Curry. His third three of the quarter, and it gives Golden State an 11-point lead. 21-10. Warriors trying to win the season series of the Lakers. They lead 2-1 against their divisional rival. Ennis with a bounce pass to Robinson. Robinson wants to shoot, lets traffic go by. Wants to go to work on Pachulia. Left hand dribble, cross to the right hand, goes baseline. Now he'll pass to Randle. Nicely done by Robinson. And Randle laid it in. 21-12. 34 seconds away from the halfway point of the quarter. Curry finds Thompson near side. Thompson waiting. Flipped it downstairs to McAdoo. Actually, sort of a mid-post. Now downstairs to Durant. He's at the box. Comes middle. Fade away with one hand short. Rebound loose and dribbled out by Robinson. Robinson weaving to the top of the key and throws a lob. That's batted down by McAdoo like a volleyball spike. Curry in the front court. Passes to the right corner to Thompson. Dribbles in. Finds Zaza. Left wing to Curry. Another three. No. And Robinson clears the rebound for the Lakers. Ingram spins away from Curry. Takes a front court again. Dribble drive down the lane. Euro steps to the rim and scores. Boy, he's got strides, let me tell you. He takes a long stride. He eats up a lot of ground. I think he's the Laker that's made the most improvement this year. Is right side back. There goes Durant. He'll knock down a three. Durant right in front of the Warrior bench. Another double-digit lead for Golden State, 24-14. 5:41 to go in the first. It's a 16-6 Warrior push. Damian Lillard coming back to Oakland on Sunday. Clarkson takes it right wing. Clarkson, baseline, finds Randle, wide open, double clutches, misses, ball tipped out, and the rebound to Curry on the right wing. Curry, left-hand dribble, top of the key, foul line to the baseline. McAdoo leans back, missed the layup. Randle leads Robinson on a breakaway, and I mean a breakaway. He's wide open, goes over the head, and dunks it down. Steve Kerr calls time. Warriors up 24-16 with 5:12 to go. Here in the first quarter, we'll take the timeout on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 24-16, 5:12 to go in the first quarter of play. Warriors lead the Lakers by 8. We'll pause a 10-second station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Well, right now, the Lakers coming back out of the floor. Steve Kerr did not like that wide-open breakaway dunk that Thomas Robinson had. Sean Livingston lacing up the shorts as he comes on the floor now. Bats the ball back to Curry. Curry will bring it up with Thompson, Durant, and McGee. JaVale McGee on the floor the first time. Livingston to Durant. Put it on. He dropped the ball, picked it up, fakes, left-hand dribble down the lane, weaving to the right hand and scores. Nice move by Durant. And the Lakers throw the ball away on the inbounds and turn it over. Well, the Lakers, the miscommunication there. And so Golden State gets it back with 4:51 to go in the quarter. David Nwaba has checked in. Nwaba, the first player from Cal Poly ever to play in the NBA. JaVale McGee catches up top. Thompson to Curry. Curry behind the back to Thompson. Thompson dribbles on Ingram. Left-hand dribble. Leads in. Goes up in traffic. Banked it too hard. Got his own miss and laid it in. Klay Thompson with his own version of the Mike and drill there. Makes it 28-16. 4:30 to go in the first. Ingram on the far side. Gets the screen. Guarded by Curry. Now to Nwaba. He'll go in. Goes reverse. Missed it. Durant snatches down the rebound. Warriors up 12. Durant to the front court. Crossover. Nice move on. Black got bumped. Layup no good. And he'll go to the free throw line. Tarik Black checks in. And Durant heads to the stripe. A chance for a three-point play. Well, a lot of people just penciled in the Cleveland Cavaliers as the number one seed in the East. But the Boston Celtics had other ideas.
It is Geno time at TD Garden because for just the second time in 29 years and the first since they won the championship in 2008, the Boston Celtics are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Their 53rd win puts them over the top.
So the Celtics are the number one seed. Congratulations to Brad Stevens and the Celtics organization. Job well done. Durant makes one of two from the free throw line. It's 21-8 push for the Warriors and 4:23, and they lead 29-16. Lakers in the half court set. Brandon Ingram with the dribble. Skinny left-hander goes down the lane, goes up, hit the shot, hit the underside of the rim. It's batted out of bounds by Robinson, and it hit part of the basket support, so it's going to be out of bounds to the side for Golden State. And Coach Luke Walton looking on. Livingston to initiate this time down for Golden State. Looks back to Curry, brings the ball middle, and now goes to the right wing. Now middle to McGee. Left sideline to McCaw, who's replaced Thompson. To Durant. Durant up top. Durant screened by Curry. Durant, left-hand dribble into a jumper over Ingram. Good and a foul! KD right over the top of the rookie Ingram. And Durant with 11 points, 3 assists, and 2 rebounds. And Durant heads to the stripe here.
Kevin Durant is on the line.
Well, one game still yet to be decided, and one position. That's it. Home court between Clippers and the Jazz. Let's listen in. Jazz and Spurs.
85-74. Left wing Simmons. Pass in the post to Aldridge, who I mentioned before has struggled against Rudy in his career. Left side Simmons. penetrates. Out to Parker. Ball fakes. Pull-up jumper fouled by Rodney.
That is David Locke of the Jazz Radio Network. You heard the Jazz are leading that game. Lakers missing a jump shot. Livingston with the ball. Behind the back, sheds Brewer. Flipped it over to McCall. McCall won't shoot. Finds Curry, who will for about 32. It's up and no good. And the rebound to Jordan Clarkson. Warriors have doubled up on the Lakers, 32-16. Robinson spins into the right baseline, Jay, and that's not there. Picked up by McGee, hand off to Curry. Curry to Durant. Durant downtown again, rattled it home. KD makes it 35-16. He's got 15 of the 35, and he is ready for the postseason. Clarkson dribble drive around McGee, got fouled, and goes to the line, a chance for a three-point play. Warriors not getting good stop that time on dribble penetration. So now Ingram goes to the free throw line, coming to the scores table, and he comes in for Robinson with 2:54 to go in the quarter. Durant, McGee, Livingston, McCall, and Curry against Ingram, Clarkson, Black, Nwaba, and Brewer. So here's Clarkson at the stripe. And back iron miss. Ball tipped around, grabbed by Black to Brewer to Ingram. Fresh clock for L.A. Ingram guarded by Curry. Screen roll with Black. Ingram maintains the dribble, goes baseline, bounce pass. Tarik Black gets open and a dunk. The rookie with the assist. 35-20, Warriors lead. McCaw spins, avoids Brewer, hand off to Curry. Curry, pass batted down again. A lot of deflected passes here in the first quarter. McCaw dribble, throws to McGee. McGee wide open for a dunk inside. Corey Brewer ran into somebody. He got up very slowly for the Lakers, holding his right ear right now. He is in pain. 37-20. As you might guess, kind of a sloppy game tonight. Game 82. Ingram, top of the key, lets it fly. That's off the iron. And there is Kevin Durant wearing bright yellow kicks tonight with the dribble. Off the screen by Curry. That's the MVP pick and roll, and the pass so goes awry. And Clarkson takes it the other way for the Lakers, who lobbed it to Ingram, who caught it and made a great convert. Now Steve Kerr again doesn't like the transition defense and calls a 20-second timeout. We'll step aside with the Warriors leading by 15. This timeout brought to you by your Bay Area Lucky Store. 37-22, Warriors on top by Tim Roy. Glad you're with us for the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Kevin Durant was critiquing himself coming back the last two games.
I feel like, you know, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Points, I don't worry about that because, you know, I feel like I got a good advantage on that end. But I got to call somebody because my three-pointer not working. I got to figure that out. They look great tonight, too. So I should have been 10 or 12 tonight from the field. You know, I got some shots that I should have made that I normally make. But yeah, I got to make that call because my three-pointer is not working.
Well, I'd like to know who he called because he's 3-for-3 from three here in the first quarter. Warriors attacking the basket to our left. Curry throws middle to McCall. On the bounce to McGee. Hand off to Curry on the weave. Stops, top of the key. Bad pass. Batted down by Brewer. And Brewer deflected it away from Curry. It's a breakaway for Brewer, who dunks it down. Another dunk for the Lakers on the Warriors' fourth turnover of the quarter. Curry down the right sideline. Screen by McGee. Check that third turnover. Lakers have four. Look at the wrong side. Livingston pulls up, shoots over Clarkson, on the rim, no good, and Ingram one-hands the rebound and off and running down the far sideline. Ingram puts on the brakes. Now comes middle, forces up a shot, it's on the rim, no good, rebound McCaw. Leads Livingston down the right way. Livingston with the ball, pulls up at the foul line, goes to the right baseline. Great pass inside to McGee, who goes reverse underneath the bucket and laid it in. JaVale McGee with the bucket, 39-24. Warriors set a franchise high for assists earlier this year against the Lakers. Pass inside. Black goes up and he got fouled. Golden State already with 8 assists in this game. Tarik Black heads to the free throw line. First foul in the last 2 minutes. Golden State coming into tonight, 2,465 assists. That's the sixth most. If they get 18 assists tonight. They would pass the 83-84 Denver Nuggets. If somehow they could get 35 assists tonight, they would tie the 78-79 Trailblazers with the fourth most all-time 2,500 assists in a season. And Tarik Black on the line hits two. Warriors right now on pace for, well, let's see, on pace for what? 32 assists. Final 37 seconds of the first. Curry to McGee on the logo. Finds McCaw. McCaw is fouled by Brewer, who slipped and just grabbed him. And that'll put the rookie Patrick McCaw to the free throw line. I mentioned the Jazz trying to get home court. They're leading the Spurs by four. The L.A. Clippers leading the Kings, who have really about eight healthy bodies tonight to get in there, or eight available bodies. And it's a 30-23 at the end of one at Staples. And McCaw's second free throw rolls in. So it's 41-26 Warriors here. 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ingram has the dribble up top. What a year it's been for the NBA. Clarkson goes down the lane. On the runner, it's up and good. Clarkson having a great quarter. He's at double figures with 11. And the Warriors lead by 13. Curry to walk it up. Starter's going to play 25, 28 minutes. Curry with 7 seconds. Waiting with a right-hand dribble. Cross up, backs up. The three ball on the way blocked. But it's caught and dunked by McCaw. McCaw caught it right in front of the rim and slammed it down. Season high for points of the first quarter for the Warriors. Clarkson midcourt. Left side fires for three. No good. Patrick McCaw excited the fans here at Oracle with a spectacular play off a three-point shot that was blocked. Curry, the shot was deflected, and McCaw adjusted, dunked it. He could have gone to the foul line there. Clarkson hit him midair. End of one in Oracle, 43-28. Warriors lead by 15 on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 43-28 at the end of one. 15 points for Kevin Durant on a 3-of-3 three-point shooting. 9 points for Steph Curry. All part of your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikes.com for your pizza needs. Jordan Clarkson has 11 for the Lakers. We're shooting 50%. Warriors shooting 55.6%. Meta World Peace checks in for Los Angeles. He's got the ball for the Lakers, attacking the basket to our right. Nwaba penetrates, got to Brewer. Brewer pull up, jumper out of the way, back iron miss, and the rebound taken by Damian Jones, who's been recalled from Santa Cruz after the C-Dubs were eliminated, with West, Thompson, and Livingston. Livingston, left wing, waiting, gets a screen by Jones. Nasty screen by Jones. Lob for Jones off the glass. Ball deflected by World Peace, and it's grabbed by Ennis. Ennis, front court, right side. Nwaba had it stolen, got it back. In trouble. Handoff deflected, stolen back by Livingston to Ian Clark. Clark to the front court. Pass to Jones. Jones with a nice catch. Dribbles down low right. Throws it way outside the Livingston. Left wing to Clark. Left box to West. Jump hook out of the way. Good for David West. Golden State with a 17-point lead right now. They've led by as many as 19 over the Lakers, 45-28. World Peace, left-hand dribble, drives on Jones, scoop, go way too hard. Rebound, Tarik Black off the glass. His shot goes up through the cylinder and then came straight back down. That's a violation on the Lakers, and it's going to be Warriors ball. Brian Shaw, of a number of great players from the East Bay in Oakland. He's on the Laker bench saying that the Warriors hit it that way, but that's not how James Williams saw the play, and he has the final say. And Larry Nance Jr. was trying to check in. They said no. Former Warrior assistant Theo Robertson on the bench for the Lakers. And he is leaving his position with the Lakers and going to Cal. And we wish him nothing but luck. What a great young man out of De La Salle High School. Wish him nothing but success in helping the Bears program. Livingston the far side with a dribble. Thompson curling on the right wing, denied by Ennis. So the ball comes left side to Clark. He's open. He launches. It's no good. Ball knocked down but grabbed by the Lakers. 45-28 Golden State. 90 seconds in to quarter number two. Up top now, the ball goes to World Peace. Far side to Ennis. Ennis with a right-hand dribble. Takes the foul line. Crossover left-hand. Left-hand runner up and good over West. When you ask people covering the Lakers who's been playing well, they say Tyler Ennis has been a real find. Ball comes inside to Damian Jones. He's fouled by Tarik Black.
Lakers foul, Tarik. 48, Tarik Black, second personal.
L.A. with a five-game win streak. Still trying to protect that draft pick. Ian Clark on the near sideline. Waiting. Passing to Klay Thompson. Up top to West. West fakes to the cutter. Looks in low. Finds Jones in the left wing. Hand off to Clark, who circles outside. Raises back. Left baseline. Cut off. Waits. Crossover. Now jump shot off the rim. Ball tipped out. Clark has it. Fresh clock for the Warriors, who lead by 15. Clark left side. Oh, and Nance Jr. is thrown away by West, and it's an offensive foul on West.
Personal.
West, they call the first one. For those of you who are veteran Warrior radio listeners, well, you know just how cool it is to get to the month of May and not worry about the lottery. Worry about championship. Nance, top of the key jumper. That's up and good. Now the right side. Larry Nance, Jr. His dad, an outstanding player in the league for a number of years. We're drag racer. Livingston with the ball. Thompson gets caught in traffic. Tumbles down. Ball goes to Clark. Left side three. No good. And a foul. And this will go against L.A. And it's going to be on World Peace. Klay Thompson slow to get up. And that's not good for Golden State. But he appears to be okay. Probably our final ever look at World Peace. In an NBA uniform. Livingston with the ball up top. Formerly known as Ron Artest. He's chasing Klay Thompson. Clobbers him from behind. The shot goes off the glass. I mean, he clocked him.
Lakers now charged with 37. Ben will be second personal.
So I guess with this probably being his final NBA game, we can say peace out. Klay Thompson at the line. First one's on the way. It's up and good. Of course, he had the part of the history. We look back at the life and times of the Palace in Auburn Hills last night on Beyond the Arc, our weekly show on the Warriors and the NBA on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game. And he had a part in the malice at the Palace. He was on the Pacers there along with Steven Jackson. Two free throws good for Klay Thompson. It's 47-32 Warriors. 9:05 to go first half. Tyler Ennis manufactures a three off the dribble and buried that. Lakers with their second triple of the half. Warriors have six. West on the bounce to Clark. Sets his feet, lets it fly. Back iron miss. Rebound pulled down by Nwaba. And here come the Lakers. Nwaba drives all the way in. Barrels into Jones. Bank shot good and an and one. Damian Jones was standing there. But didn't get good enough position for a charge and didn't challenge the shot. So the rookie gets the foul call. Coming out of a timeout, we had this announcement here at Oracle Arena.
To the Warriors Hoops for Kids program, each three-point basket helps improve the lives of underserved youth in the Bay Area. A total of $500,000 was raised this season to benefit our eight community partners.
Well, that is certainly great news that the Warriors Community Foundation able to raise that money for underserved kids. Timeout on the floor, 8:43 to go first half. Warriors 47, Lakers 37 on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Warriors up 10 with 8:43 to go second quarter, 47-37. Now Sacramento making a run on the L.A. Clippers right now. The Clippers lead by 3, 38-35. While in Salt Lake City, the Jazz lead by 2. So that home court still very much in doubt right now. It's 99-97. Nwaba the chance for a three-point play, missed it, and the rebound to Damian Jones. He's out there with another rookie, Patrick McCaw, Ian Clark, West, and Thompson. Thompson, guarded by World Peace, kicks the ball up top. Slide it to West. Thompson with a back cut now. West holding up top, waiting. Finds Damian Jones, not afraid to fire. Top of the key, Jay, nothing there. And Nance Jr. pulls down the rebound. Like Klay Thompson, son of a former NBA player. His dad, Michael, is here doing color commentary for the Lakers on radio. And it's at the ball stripped by Clark. Loose ball deflected. Ends up in the hands of Tarik Black, who goes inside using his body and scores low right. And the Warrior lead once 19 down to 12. Golden State looking to win their 67th game. Ball pass to McCaw, who just let it go right by him. Ennis with a lob. Nance Jr. back to Ennis as the pass was way too far away from the basket. And the Lakers reset. Black to Ennis. Ennis far side. Crossover dribble. His pass stolen away by Klay Thompson. Knocked it down. Here's Ian Clark. He gets fouled in transition. 7:38 to go before the first half. Interesting to see if Utah hangs on to win. If Sacramento has a good night. First of the Utah Clippers series. If the Warriors were advancing to the second round, they would play one of those two. McCaw right wing to Clark. First things first, though. You got Portland coming in this weekend. Sunday, 12:30 is going to be the tip. 12 o'clock with our pregame show. Klay Thompson backing down Tyler Ennis. Spins the baseline. Pump fake. Fades and fires off the rim. Loose ball picked up by Black. Deflected out of bounds by Jones. And it's going to be Laker ball. Damian Jones playing very well for the Santa Cruz Warriors this year. It's too bad for Kevon Looney, who's got the sore hip. Steve Kerr mentioned before in his meeting with the press, this would have been a great game for Kevon. He would have gotten plenty of minutes in this game. But alas, it was not to be. Well, one great thing about having the number one seed, that you start the playoffs at home, so the Warriors are home the rest of the week. Driving in Ennis. Again, pass deflected away. West leads McCaw on a breakaway. One dribble to the rim with a right hand. And he powered that through. And Golden State back up by 10. Second dunk of the half for McCaw, who has 6 points. You just think about Patrick McCaw. He's really only scratching the surface right now. He has a lot of upside for the rest of his NBA career. Lakers with the ball. Brandon Ingram back on the floor now for L.A. Ennis chased by Clark and Jones. Takes a baseline. Pass again deflected away. Picked up by Ennis to Nance Jr. to Ennis for a three. It's up and no good. And a foul, as you saw Damian Jones fly by horizontally on your radio dial. Pushed there by the Lakers. So Ingram in, peace out, and also checking in now Clarkson. And if you're groaning, yes, I'm going to use that line the rest of the night. Prepare yourself. Lakers are over the limit. And Damian Jones heads to the free throw line. Luke Walton talking about Meta World Peace and his passion and preparation, an example for his young team.
Look at how he trains himself. Look how much he takes care of himself, because he loves the game of basketball that much. He wants to keep playing for as long as he possibly can, because the game is that great and it ends for everybody. You know, I'm not saying by any means this is the end for Meta, but the idea needs to be, like, we need to, and it's hard. I remember vets telling me when I was young, but it's hard to really appreciate the moment of playing and how quick your career can go, and how we need to use that to really play with that type of passion and that type of energy and that type of joy whenever we're playing.
Damian Jones missed both free throws. Lakers with a rebound on the ball. Nance Jr. has it front court. The Wobble goes to the left hash mark. Comes back middle off a screen by Randall. And the jumper by Nance Jr. from the right wing goes off the rim. Grabbed by Klay Thompson. Thompson to the front court. Thompson to the paint. Doubled. Out to McCaw. He's open. He'll fire. Three ball. Patrick McCaw from the left angle. Warriors back up by 13. McCaw has 9 in the first half. Randall with it. Guarded by Kevin Durant. Right hand dribble by Randall. Stops. Floats the pass to the right wing. Wobble comes middle, doubled by Nance Jr. His jumper is up, but it's no good. Damian Jones, defensive rebound. Got it over to KD. KD in the front court. Pass to Clark. He's open, doesn't fire. Dribbles on Randall, throws cross court to McCaw. Up top, Thompson loads up a three. That's off the rim. Klay Thompson with 5 points, but he's 1 of 7 from the floor. As Junior gets the rebound over to Ingram, and Ingram down the near side with the dribble, right hand off the screen, down the lane, pushes into Jones. Bad shot, deflected. Jones pulls down the rebound. That play was ugly all over the place. Here comes Ian Clark. Clark, top of the key, retreats with a left-hand dribble. Left sideline to Clay Thompson. Jab step, left-hand dribble. Thompson goes big. Double team to McCaw on the right wing. Pump fake on Randall. Feeds Jones. Jones back to the basket. Shot clock at 5. Up to McCaw. Let's fly another 3. And that doesn't fall. Golden State 7 of 19 from 3 here in the first half. 52-39. Warriors up 13. Randall, post move over McCaw. Took him inside, laid it in. Steve Kerr calls a timeout. 52-41, 4:52 to go in the first half. We'll take the break of the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Warriors on top. Of course, our network is brought to you by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, Golden State opens the playoffs. The run for the ring starts on Sunday, on Easter Sunday. 12 o'clock pregame, Warriors and the Portland Trail Blazers. And we do not have any information outside of that. We know what the games are for Saturday and Sunday. And then, so the Warriors will start on Sunday afternoon. 52-41. That's our score right now. The Warrior logo is by the 52. The Laker logo by the 41.
The Lakers.
Warriors have the ball. Stephen Curry back on the floor now. Takes up the far side. Feeds Kevin Durant. Durant, pull up, jumper, left side of the circle, up and good. Kevin Durant has looked by far in this game. He's much more comfortable than the other two. He's in rhythm, shooting the ball very well. 17 points. Warriors lead by 13. Randall tries to bully his way to the bucket. Goes up over Durant. No good. Rebound, McAdoo. McAdoo, front court to Durant. Durant really paid dividends for the Warriors on the defensive end this year. Curry with the ball to Clark. Clark waiting. Holds it near sideline. Left-hand dribble blows by Clarkson. Up with the inside hand. No good as Nance Jr. came over to defend. Randall has it. Finds Ingram in transition. His handoff saved by McAdoo. Pass deflected out of bounds by Nance. Great play by McAdoo hustling back. McAdoo getting some run with the starting group and already played 8 minutes with 3 rebounds. Lob inside for McCaw. Turnover, number 6 of the half. Ingram comes away with it. Ingram in the bounce. Nance Jr. with a two-hand flush for L.A. Golden State could have a much larger lead in this game, but they have been a little sloppy. 54-43. McAdoo with a catch right side. Hand off to Durant. Durant back to McAdoo. Give and go. Deflected off his foot. It's out of bounds. So the Warriors turn it over on back-to-back trips now. 8 turnovers for Golden State, 9 for L.A. 54-43. Warriors trailed once early. We've had 2 lead changes and 2 ties. Trailed by 1. Foul on Golden State. It's on Clark as a second team foul. And the first personal on Ian. Ennis on the inbounds. Catches, gets the ball to Clarkson at the far hash mark. Waits for Ingram. Guarded by McCaw. Rookie on rookie. Right-hand dribble into a double team. Forced of a bad shot. Ball deflected away. Curry's got it. Curry takes a midcourt. Finds Durant. Open. Launches another 3. Off the rim. McAdoo tried to get the tip in, but it's knocked away from him by Randall. Baseline left. And that's where the Warriors and Stephen Curry will throw it in. 3:11 to go before halftime. Clark comes up the screen for McAdoo. Lakers will switch. Ball goes to Durant on the right wing. Clark pops up top, feeds Curry. Curry, low pass, good catch. Dribbles in, goes by 2 defenders up, and he's fouled, and he'll shoot 2. A collision between Curry and Randall. They both go down. Well, earlier this year, we've had some great moments this year. Again, another wonderful regular season for the Golden State Warriors. And how about that night when Klay Thompson came up with this. Clay gets free off the screen. Jumper right side. Good! He's got 60! He's the 4th Warrior ever to get 60 points. And the last Warrior to get 60 was Rick Barry back in 1974. And that 60 was in the 3rd quarter. And the Warriors cruise to win over Indiana back on December the 5th. And later came the news that Clay had had the ball for about a total of 90 seconds in that game. One of two from the free throw line for Curry, who has dropped from number one in the league to number five in the last couple of weeks in the free throw percentage race. Clarkson with the ball, holds off Clark. Poe goes into a one-hander. It's no good. Tip rebound, deflected in the end. Clark saves it in the near corner. Golden State leading by 12. Clark finds Durant, cuts to the foul line, stripped and stolen, got it back, hand off Curry, left corner three, no good. McCaw high in the air for the rebound, he scores on the putback. Patrick McCaw just out-jumped everybody on the floor, and he's got double digits. Ingram fires away, no good. Durant with a rebound. Ingram 2 of 10. McCaw left side with a dribble. Light is very green for Ingram as Durant buried a trail three middle of the floor. And just like that, the lead pops up to 17. Timeout Lakers, 2:11 to go before halftime. Warriors 60, Lakers 43. Kevin Durant's got a 20-point half on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. The Golden State leading by 17, 60 to 43. 2:11 to go in the first half of play. Kevin Durant with 20 points. Glad you're with us. Again, the thrill and excitement of the playoffs brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, returning to Oracle Arena. You can share these special moments with the Warriors and cheer them on as they take on the Portland Trailblazers Sunday at 12:30. Get your verified official playoff tickets now at Warriors.com. Make sure you go to Warriors.com. You do not want to get caught with tickets that are no good for a playoff game. Lakers with the ball, attacking the basket to our right, which is right in front of their own bench. Ingram catches, top of the key, jumper up and good over Kevin Durant. Ingram's third field goal of the half makes it a 15-point Warrior advantage. Curry's played 15, Thompson 15, Durant 15. They expect to play around 25, 28 minutes. Durant, middle of the floor, feeds Curry. Left-hand dribble over to McCaw. It's a three-pointer. It's up and no good. And the ball pulled down by Ingram. Ingram up the floor, behind the back with the dribble. Waiting now, off a screen, down the lane, shoots over McCaw, no good. McAdoo fights for the rebound. Ball stripped, whistle and a foul on McAdoo. As Ingram caught it, would start to go right back up with it.
Where's foul, Charlie?
McAdoo with his second person.
If you're calling me a cheater, it's going to be an early night. Two.
Well, you heard James Williams tell somebody it's going to be an early night. And he's telling that to Luke Walton. Free throw is good. And now Luke Walton comes out and talks to Ronnie Garretson. He has a relationship with Ronnie from his days as a player as well as a head coach. Second free throw is no good by Ingram. Rebound Durant at 60 to 46 Warriors. You know, if you were a player and you were, you say you lived on the East Coast, well, yeah, you get thrown out and then you just head home. But here's McCaw, right side to Curry. Curry splits traffic, penetrates, double clutch, finds Durant. Durant open. Durant fires. Durant hits again. Kevin Durant with a two from the left wing. He is 8 of 11 in this first half. 22 of the 62 for Golden State. Ingram one-on-one by Durant to the rim with a right hand. Durant expecting help. Did not get any. An easy bucket for Ingram. I want to thank all of our affiliates, all of our listeners during the regular season this year. Kevin Durant, left-hand dribble. Backs down Tyler Russ. Backs him down. Gets fouled. Shots up. It's on the rim. Roll it in. Continuation. He just threw it up. Not even looking at the basket. He kind of turned after the foul and never got squared to the hoop. Just backed it down and just flipped it up after the whistle. That's his ninth bucket. And tonight I want to thank our listeners up in Mendocino County who are tuning in on KUNK, the Skunk, 92.7 and 96.7. Welcome to the Warriors Radio Network. Warriors have now missed seven free throws. Durant couldn't find the range on the 15-footer. And it's a 16-point lead for the Warriors. Clarkson down the lane to the rim. Blocked by McAdoo. Grabbed inside. Double clutching is Robinson. And he scores. Nice block by McAdoo. Curry avoids Clarkson. Deftly with a move in the backcourt. Left-hand dribble in the frontcourt. Drives down the lane. Off balance. One-hander. No good. And Curry thought he got fouled. He was waiting for a whistle for Mark Aya. Never got it. Final 15 seconds of the first half. Neither team a foul to give, and so Clarkson will dribble it on top of the logo. Flipped it up top to Ingram, guarded by Curry. Jab step with three, with two. Left baseline, travels and turns it over. Got double teamed by Durant and just picked it up and stumbled with a dribble. Ingram has had no vision once he's gotten the ball tonight, with the exception of one pass he made on the baseline, which is really good. 1.4 to go in the half. And McCaw will throw it in. Curry's going to try to get it heading toward the other bucket. Takes it, just flipped it up. Three-quarter court. It's short, and we're at halftime. Warriors lead by 14. 24 points for Kevin Durant. Golden State 64. The Los Angeles Lakers 50. And at halftime, we'll hear from Warriors team president Rick Welts and R.C. Davis at the NBA Minute on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Brandon Ingram misses a jump shot to open the third quarter. Pachulia with a rebound. Golden State with the ball, leading by 14. Final game of the 82 set in the regular season. Playoffs start on Sunday. Kevin Durant to Klay Thompson. Thompson with a jumper, and Zaza is limping. Zaza Pachulia is limping. The Warriors want to foul somebody. Curry fouls Dennis in the backcourt. And Zaza might have banged knees with somebody because he is bent over. Down, Tyler Ennis comes over, and maybe they got tangled up somehow. Green set, yeah, he banged knees with Brandon Ingram, knee on knee. And Zaza is going to come out, and JaVale McGee is going to come in. Athletic trainer Drew Yoder, we'll take a look at him. Zaza not going to the locker room. He walked off under his own power, but a lot of times when you bang a knee, knee on knee, that just hurts like crazy. Lakers with the ball, 66-50. Here's Brandon Ingram, top of the key. Warriors on top. Quick move by Randle, goes up, blocked by McGee, and Kevin Durant's got the ball. Durant, pass deflected down with a long arm to Brandon Ingram. He leads a three-on-one the other way. Goes up and blocked by Durant, but right there to lay it in is Randle. And Kevin Durant gets the reject. Warriors have looked a little sloppy tonight, as to be expected in a game like this. They lead by 14. Curry to Thompson. Bounce pass to McAdoo. Hand off McGee, and he's fouled from behind to shoot two. Well, we've had a lot of great moments of this year with the Golden State Warriors. And one of which happened early in the season. That was back on November the 7th. Steph Curry continuing to rewrite the record book. Draymond to the front court. To Curry. Curry for three. It's a new NBA record for Steph Curry. He's got 13. And the Warriors lead 109-97. 46 points for Curry.
And Curry with a record-setting night as McGee at the free throw line made one, missed the other one. Rebound goes out to Klay Thompson for a three. And it's 70-52. Warriors lead by 18. 230th consecutive sellout here at Oracle tonight. Clarkson doubled, beats Randle. Randle drops the ball, picked it up, got it back up top to Ennis. Seven to shoot. Ennis down the lane, rotates over to Ingram, pass deflected, grabbed by Durant. Four on three to Curry. Curry alone, right corner pass off his hand, sailed out of bounds into the hands of a fan in the front row. 12th straight year, the Warriors have averaged over 18,000 in attendance. Just tremendous. Best atmosphere in the NBA right here at Oracle. Clarkson with the ball. Dribbles to the foul line. Right wing to Ingram. Shot clock at eight. He'll drive on McGee. Cradles the ball, and the dreaded head bob by Brandon Ingram gets us to a foul. Fouls on McGee. And so it's going to be a side out for L.A. Ingram tossing to Ennis, back to Ingram. Ingram, 4 of 15. The Laker has taken more than 9 from the field. Ingram right side to Clarkson, and that's his 10th shot of the game. No good. And rebound Durant. Durant to the front court. Chest pass to Curry. Curry left side. He penetrates off of one hand. It's on the rim 3 times. No good. Ball slapped away and grabbed by Ennis.
70-52 Warriors. They've led by as many as 19. And it's guarded by McAdoo. Gets a switch. Guarded by McGee. Drives on him. Goes up and missed it. Curry the rebound. Outlet to McAdoo. He'll lead a 3-on-2. Left side to Thompson. Puts on the brakes. Double clutches. And McAdoo comes out to take the pressure off. Hands it back to Clay. Drives around Nance. Got to the rim. Right corner to Durant. He's open and fires and misses. And Nance Jr. with a rebound. And Luke Walton calls a timeout. 9:06 to go here in the third. Warriors 70, Lakers 52. On the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 70-52, Warriors lead by 18. 9:06 to go in the third. We'll pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Well, the Warriors leading by 18. If you missed our coverage earlier, game one of the playoffs will be on Sunday, 12 p.m. with the pregame show on 95.7 The Game, the Warriors Radio Network. Glad to have you on Easter Sunday. Spend your Easter finding your basket with your chocolate bunny and your eggs inside. You should sit down for Warriors and Blazers. Lakers with the ball. They're attacking the basket to our left in front of the Warrior bench here at half number two. Larry Nance Jr. passes outside to Ennis. Bounce pass back to Nance Jr. Glides to the rim and scores in traffic. A beautiful bank shot. Just flying in the air. He has dad's hops. No doubt about it. 16-point lead for the Warriors. Durant with the ball to McAdoo. McAdoo outside holding it. Now waiting. Pass over to Klay Thompson. One game left that has anything to do with the playoffs. We have a whistle and a foul. It's on JaVale McGee. An offensive foul. One game left that can decide something. The L.A. Clippers, with 5:47 to go in the third, have an 8-point advantage on the Sacramento Kings. If the Clippers win that game, they will host the first game of their playoff series with Utah and have home court. Nance Jr. goes inside, and McAdoo with a block. James Michael McAdoo with a reject. Curry the other way to McGee. He dunks it with a right hand on a 2-on-1. James Michael McAdoo with your Barracuda Network's defensive play of the game on the night. On the far side, Clarkson with it. Clarkson doubled. Finds Ingram in front of the Warrior bench. Right hand dribble to the baseline, to the cup, feeds inside. Clarkson ghosting to the paint. Wide open, gets a layup. 72-56 Warriors. They have controlled this game from the start. Curry finds Durant. Durant deep left three on the wing. Good for Kevin Durant. Standing a few feet away from Lakers head coach Luke Walton. It's 75-56, and the Lakers throw the inbounds away again. That's the second time tonight they've done that. And so the Warriors get it back, leading by 19. Here's Klay Thompson, top of the key, drives on Clarkson. Pump fakes, shoots from 14, missed it. Rebound Ingram. Ingram to Ennis, on the go, goes up over Durant, no good, but got fouled. And Ennis puts on the brakes and runs over a cameraman. Both seem to be okay. Tyler Ennis heads to the stripe for two. Plays college ball at Syracuse, originally drafted by the Phoenix Suns back in 2014. He's a Canadian. And in Brampton, Ontario, but played his high school ball at St. Benedict's Prep in New Jersey. Gatorade Jersey Player of the Year when he was a senior in high school. He's played for Canada's under-19 national team. He was an all-ACC second team as a freshman and made the defensive team as well. He hits both free throws, and it's 75-58. The Warrior lead down to 17. Curry right side, pulls up for three. It's up and good. Curry knocked it down. His fourth three of the night. He's got 13 points. And the Warriors have their first 20-point lead of the night. Clarkson to Ennis. Ennis on the near side. Feeds Ingram. Ingram ISO. Now Randall comes over. They exchange. So Ingram gets it back to Randall, guarded by Durant. He'll throw it up top to Ennis. Takes a dribble and fades into a three off that dribble and nailed it. Yeah, Tyler Ennis is earning a spot in this league, whether it be with the Lakers or somebody else. 78-61. Warriors up 17. Klay Thompson, far wing to Curry. Curry fouled, gets a shot up, but Mark Ayotte says no. Warriors will throw it in on the far sideline, the Coliseum sideline, if you will. Curry walks over, will do the honors. Finds Durant, who just casually pops up. Thompson curling right wing, but Durant looks inside instead. Now finds McGee. McGee touch pass to Thompson, fades to the corner. Shot up no good. Rebound goes to Nance Jr. Well, somewhere in the back of my vision was James Michael McAdoo just flying to the rim. It was spectacular, but he never touched the ball. And it's with a jumper that lands off the back plate. Rebound to McGee or to Curry. 78-61 Warriors. Curry splitting traffic. No look pass, and he traveled. Here's Washington, said he came down. And Curry is a millennial, so he immediately looks up to the big board to see whether or not he did travel. Boy, it was close. Ingram to Randle. Randle in the front court. Gets the ball to Clarkson, who just traveled. Got it to Nance Jr. over to Ingram. Ingram outside. Clarkson was like out for the Sunday stroll there. Jumper by Nance Jr. Good, and it's a three from the right angle. So back-to-back triples for the Lakers, and they've cut the lead to 78-64. Curry, right side. Dribbles in. Stumbles. Pass to McAdoo. McAdoo lost his handle. Got it to Klay Thompson. Shot clock inside of 10. Klay at the far hash mark. Dribbles in on Ingram. Goes all the way in deep. Locates Curry. He's open for three. Nailed it from the right angle. How did Steph Curry get so wide open there? 81-64. Curry's hit five shots, all threes. Clarkson tries to answer back with a triple. No good. McGee deflected, rebound to Durant. Cross court Curry. Two dribbles. Lob. McGee dunk inside. 83-64 Warriors. Let's see if we can get an update on that game from L.A. As a jumper by Ingram is good, top of the circle for the other L.A. team. That's the Lakers. Clippers at home. Steve Kerr calls time with 4:49 to go in the third. His ball club leads by 17, 83-66 Warriors. On the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. '83-66. If you missed it earlier today, there were a couple of spots up for grabs in the Eastern Conference. The Brooklyn Nets decided to rest everybody. And so Chicago beat the Nets 112-83. The Bulls captured the eighth seed. Indiana won tonight. They beat the Atlanta Hawks 104-86 behind 32 for Paul George. So they are the number seven seed. And Miami won, but a great story. 11-30, and then they finish 30-11 to a finish 41-41, but just out of it because of the tiebreaker. And then Boston beat Milwaukee 112-94, and the Celtics for the number one seed in the East. Warriors here is trying to get through this game unscathed. 83-66. Klay Thompson with the ball. Pachulia back in there. That's a good sign for banging knees with Ingram earlier. The jumper by Klay has slid home top of the key. And the Warrior lead back up to 19. So Ingram to bring the ball up. Interesting playoff series now. Boy, first round, how about a Spurs-Memphis? Lob for Ingram. A bad pass from Clarkson. Ingram has to catch it and then retreat outside with the dribble. Seven to shoot. Backs up, moves in on McAdoo, holds him off, picks up the dribble, feeds Clarkson, two to shoot. Clarkson spins, contested three over Curry, and he almost banked it in. Rebound goes to Robinson. Thomas Robinson, the former King, feeds Ingram, who fumbled the dribble, put it on his hip, throws it outside, got it up top now to Brewer, the veteran, back to Ingram, down to Robinson. He wants to go on Klay. Pass stolen by Curry. Curry with Ingram. Trailing Curry, bounce pass McAdoo, the trail dunk with a left hand by James Michael McAdoo makes it 87-66. And the Warriors have matched their largest lead of the night, 21 points. Looking for win number 67. Ingram, right hand dribble, doubled, gets it up top now to Clarkson. Clarkson moving on McAdoo. Down the lane, puts it up on the go. Nice shot up and in for Clarkson. He's got 15 now to lead the Lakers, and it's 87-68 Warriors. Curry with the ball. Warriors at Portland Sunday afternoon right here at Oracle. And Pachulia and Clarkson got tied up. Clarkson goes down. We have a foul. The foul is going to be on Clarkson for the hold, and he and Zaza might have got him with an elbow. Clarkson slow to get up. And now they're going to review this. So this call and review brought to you by Ring Central. Bring a seamless communication and collaboration experience for your modern workforce. Ring Central, communicate, collaborate, and connect. Which, as I said before, it's exactly what they're doing now as they go into to go back to Secaucus and collaborate there, try to come up with an idea of what they're going to do. Hey, while we have a moment, let's check out what's going on right now in the game between Sacramento and the L.A. Clippers. And we'll get that update on that important
game. Chris Paul controls for the Clippers from right to left. He goes. He's on the right wing, whips it up top to Griffin. Thought about the three, drives around his defender, zigs and zags his way down the lane, scissors his legs in mid-flight, and floats it home with the right hand. Four quick points for Blake Griffin, and the Clippers now lead 76-63.
Ryan Seaman on the call on the Clippers radio network. It's going to be a foul on Clarkson, and then Zaza Pachulia gets a technical for the elbow. And now mean a free throw for the Lakers, and then a side out for Golden State. Zaza comes over to talk to Clarkson. They slap five, and Zaza said, "Hey, man, didn't mean to get you." Ronnie Garrison talking with Kevin Durant. No Draymond Green, no Andre Iguodala tonight. They're both getting the night off. Final night of the regular season. Free throw by Clarkson is no good. Portland leads New Orleans in the third on your Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, 75-74. Hey, let's get our Twitter question tonight. Brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikes.com and satisfy all your pizza needs. You know, final regular season game of the year, why not? Where and how are you listening to the Warriors radio tonight? Tell us what you're doing tonight, how you're listening, where you are. Livingston with the ball after the free throw. Livingston has checked in. McCaw there with Durant, Curry, and Pachulia. Curry off the screen, rocks into a three, front rim, glass, and no good. And the rebound to the Lakers. Tarik Black. Brewer gets the ball front court to Ingram. Brewer on the near side, waiting. Gets it up top. Clarkson waiting. Touch screen by Robinson. Clarkson guarded by Curry. Left-hand dribble. Spins the baseline. Shots up. It's no good. Durant snatches down the rebound. Durant to the front court. Durant holding now, waiting. Right side, Livingston. Livingston waits and dumped it down to Zaza. Zaza with it. We had a whistle and a foul. As Durant came down the lane, threw it up, got fouled, and it went in. I don't think they're going to give him the shot, though. Well, Chris checked in earlier tonight. Even before he asked the question, he says he's spending the week up in Truckee. Can't find the Dubs, but his 95.7 The Game app allowing him to keep up with his team. Nice job, Chris. Way to use the app. Whether it be Warriors, 95.7 The Game NBA app. Great way to check in with the Warriors on your phone. And with yours truly, ready and willing and able to help you out with the details. Durant down the lane. Double clutch with a shot. No good. It's 87-68 Warriors. Durant thought he got fouled. Passed by Ingram. Stolen by Curry. Lob to Durant. Durant goes up and dunked it down. KD never came back on the play because it was already to the front court. Ingram penetrates. His pass stolen by Durant. Durant's got a two-on-one with Curry. Curry goes in, goes reverse, and scores. Luke Walton wants a timeout. It's going to be a 20-second timeout. The Warriors have their largest lead of the night at 91-68. And this timeout is brought to you by your Bay Area Lucky Store. We have some of our tried and true Warriors radio listeners, Tom and Ellie and Felton. And Ellie wants to know if it's McAdoo to McGee, is it a Mac attack?
Or, you know, you could say, if you're going to take that a little bit further, you could say, once, you know, call JaVale the Big Mac, you know, so. Or double Mac, I don't know. Jesh was listening on the phone. Mike in Phoenix saying, beat L.A. Glad you're checking in here, joining our Warriors radio party. Diggum also in Arizona. He's listening on the NBA app and enjoying a bowl of chili. That sounds pretty good right about now. Well, the Lakers wanted world peace, so they brought him in now with 1:35 to go in the third quarter. He sets the screen up top. Wama gets it to Brewer. Brewer stripped by Pachulia, grabbed by Curry. Turnover on the Lakers. Warriors up 91-68. Livingston the ball in the front court. Hand off to Curry on the near sideline. Spins, waits, and floats it downstairs to West. West holding up top to Zaza. Left-hand dribble, bumping Brewer out of the way. Feeds Livingston. No look. Bounce pass to Curry. No good. Slapped out to midcourt by West. McCaw to Curry. Fresh clock. Minute to go in the third. Curry fouled and ends up on all fours. By the way, we want to... Yeah, Curry going down like that. That definitely gets your heart started. We also want to say a real pleasant and a heartfelt farewell to Jose Gordon, who is the executive director of the Golden State Warriors Foundation. He is leaving the Warriors organization. It's been a long commute for Jose to get to Oakland, and just what a great guy. I met him first down at Stanford. And you won't find a guy who's more community-minded and more professional and a class act. And he'll be a credit to wherever he goes. Curry knocks down both free throws, and we will miss you, Jose. 93-68. Warriors on top with 55 seconds to go in the third. Brewer catches left side. World peace for three. Back iron miss, and the rebound falls to Livingston. Livingston and McCaw kind of looked at each other, and Livingston caught it about waist high. Livingston to the front court. Bounce pass to West. West off balance. Goes for a post up. Just pushes the ball up. No good. Slapped out of bounds by the Lakers. And it'll be Warriors ball with 36.6 to go in the quarter. Livingston will put it into play. Now it's going to be Curry. Curry wants to balance the floor for the right play. I would imagine Curry's night is done at the end of the third. He'll lob it into West. West had stolen by Brewer. Brewer with a breakaway and goes down and dunks it. Well-traveled veteran, but just a solid player. Gets a lot out of his talent. Plays really hard all the time. Curry, left-hand lob to Zaza. Deflected out of bounds. Turnover. Warriors, I'm not sure what that was about. Turnovers for the Warriors. 15 for the Lakers. Ian Clark in. And Curry out for the final 24.9. And if Curry's night is done in the final regular season game, he will have 20 points, 8 assists, and 5 boards. Kevin Durant has 29 right now with 8 rebounds and 5 assists. He's played 27 minutes. So this is the fewest amount of minutes he's played since coming back. You might see him get a couple more minutes. He wants to get his conditioning up. Right sideline. World peace with the dribble. Stumbles, backs up, shoots over West. Jumper, no good. Pachulia with a rebound. 1 second. Three-quarter court. Good if it goes. Zaza off the glass. No good. The final 12 minutes of the regular season in just a moment. Warriors 93, Lakers 70. On the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 93-70. We start the fourth quarter. Warriors leading by 23, 29 points for Kevin Durant, 8 boards, 5 assists. Curry, 28 and 5 points, assists, and rebounds. Lakers led by 15 from Jordan Clarkson. Brought to you, the game summary, that is, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikes.com for all your pizza needs. We've been asking people where and how are they listening tonight. And Warriors have the ball. Livingston to West to McCaw. Takes a dribble. It's a three, and it goes out of bounds. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial. Well, someone sent me an email, but it did not put a name on it. But listening in the Art Studio in Nevada. Thrilled with the season.
Far wing, Lakers with the ball. Brewer gets it up top. Dribbles and shoots over West. It's no good. Ian Clark the rebound. Clark McCaw, Damian Jones, Livingston, and David West for the Warriors. Livingston lob inside for Jones. Athletic catch, but saves it from going out of bounds to Livingston. To McCaw with a left-hand dribble, and he's fouled on the play. 42 seconds into the fourth quarter. Wabba with the foul. I mentioned he's the first Cal Poly player to play in the NBA. He did play at Santa Monica College. He's had a couple of NBA guys. They're the Corsairs, if you don't know. Anthony Frederick played for the Kings for a while. Also, Sidney Wicks, I believe, before he went to UCLA, was a Santa Monica College guy. But Cal Poly's produced a number of baseball and football players. Right side, Ian Clark off the inbounds, lobbing to Jones. Good catch and a dunk with a right hand. Bay Area sports fans would know that Mike Kruko is a Cal Poly guy. John Madden, Cal Poly guy. To name two of the more notable ones, jumper by Ennis misses everything. Wide left, West the rebound. Warriors up 25 here. 10:50 to go in the regular season. Clark with a jumper left side. Slides it home. So that makes it 97-70. Thomas Robinson picks up the dribble. Richard says he's relaxing at home in Rio Vista. Ball knocked away. Nwaba gets it. Hand off to Nance Jr. Dropped it. Nwaba gets it back. Five to shoot. Over to Robinson. Has to go. Dribbles in. Blocked by Damian Jones off of Nance's hand. And one of the ugliest possessions of the year ends right there. And it's out of bounds. Baseline left. Richard says he's listening out of one of our affiliates. Out of Vacaville, KUIC 95.3. Glad to have them on board the Warriors Radio Network. Hey, Dale's checking in from Lewiston, Idaho. On the NBA app. McCaw on the far side. On the right wing to Clark. Dumped it down to West. I think that's up near University of Idaho, I believe. Near Moscow. Brewer drives in and dunks it down. Corey Brewer, the drive and a dunk for the Lakers. 97-72, if you're wondering why I'm discussing Idaho geography at this point. Jones with the ball on the far side. Now pass stolen away. Brewer gets it. Bounce pass over to Nwaba, who goes in, dunks, and that gets Steve Kerr right off the bench. And the lead that was 27 is now 23. 9:47 to go. Timeout, Warriors. It is 97-74. On the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
Oh, out.
Yeah. 97-74, Warriors lead with 9:47 to go. Golden State now with 25 assists on the season. So they have passed Denver tonight in moving up the ladder in terms of all-time number of assists in a season. Golden State came into play tonight, moving up the ladder in the assist category as a team. They've really had a fabulous season of sharing the basketball. They started the night with 2,465, and with the 25 assists they have right now, they obviously 2,490. And so they have passed Denver. They now hold the fifth all-time number of assists. They would need 10 assists in the last 9:47 to tie Portland. The fourth. Free throw good by Nwaba. It's a three-point. It's 97-75. Damian Jones hand off to Livingston. Livingston goes baseline. Pull up with a jumper left. No good. Jones hustles for the rebound. Couldn't control it. Brewer picked it up. Here come the Lakers right to left on your radio dial. Brewer passes right wing. Nance Jr. wide open. Buries the baseline jumper. And the Lakers trying to make a comeback here. They were down 27. Now they're down 20. 9:15 to go. Livingston the ball. Spins outside to Ian Clark. And a whistle and a foul. Warriors and Trailblazers Sunday. 12 p.m. with a pregame show. Our coverage on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game, begins at 9 a.m. All thrown into West. We get a whistle. It's an offensive foul. It's going to be on
Offensive foul charge, David West.
David West called the foul on the inbounds. It's called, you don't see too much. By the way, wanted to wish our friends down in the South Bay, the San Jose Sharks, all the luck in the world. They're attempting to try to get back to the Stanley Cup Finals. They're one of our partners on our new flagship station, and their number of stations. Shot up by Nwaba, no good. Ball deflected out to Ennis. Got it to Randall. Leaves his feet and then shoots on the go and scores. A one-hand floater makes it 97-79. Brewer on the inbounds. Knocks the ball out of bounds. And the Warriors are getting really sloppy. And Steve Kerr, even in a game like this, I mean, his competitive fire burns all the time. And now he sits down and crosses like now he's going to call a timeout. He wants a 20-second timeout. And he's really mad at Damian Jones. And he is really upset. We will keep it here. The rookie is getting a little lesson. The 20-second timeout call by the Warriors. We'll keep it here. But that's what you do in the NBA. You coach. And Steve Kerr is telling his club, look, we know what the score is, we know what the deal is, but let's end this right. Let's end this as pros. And the message being delivered in a big way. By the way, Steph Curry, more than likely his night is over. But if it does, he ends the season with 1,999 points. Just one shy of 2,000. So the 20-second timeout, just about done. John checks in on email at 95.7 The Game. He says, that's where I'm listening. And he's checking his taxes. Got some preliminary good news on my taxes today. I can keep the dogs. Oh, always a fun time of year when you get ready for taxes. Oh, man. Just one of those deals where you dread getting it ready, dread the process, but you get it done. You got to do it. Clark with a catch in the backcourt. Warriors inbounding. Lakers put on full court pressure. And a foul at midcourt. No, hold on now. That's a 10-second call. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. The Warriors call for a 10-second violation. Coming out of the timeout, the Lakers put on some backcourt pressure, and Sean Livingston didn't see the clock. And when it got to 15, that's the magic number. You have 8 seconds, not a 10-second rule anymore. It's an 8-second rule, but the magic number is 15. When it gets to 15, it's a violation. Ball to Randall, inside to Brewer. Well, I'm still worried about 3-2. Ball thrown in the corner. Nance with a beautiful save. Randall comes up with it, 7 to shoot. Randall with a dribble, takes it down. Bumping Jones, step back jumper, short. Rebound on the deck. Nance has it, put back, no good. Tip, no good. Livingston with a rebound. Livingston dribbles out of trouble, looks ahead, goes quickly down the far side. He's fouled by Brewer. Lakers wanted to travel, but the foul caused the travel, so James Williams had to make the call. 97-79, fourth foul on Brewer, and that's the third team foul on L.A. Clark screened by Jones, and now whistle, offensive foul called on Damian Jones, and this can't go any worse for the Warriors than it's going right now. And the clock cannot move fast enough for head coach Steve Kerr. And Damian Jones just having a little bit of a nightmare here. A couple of turnovers. And the thoughts from the head coach. Ennis, pick and roll to Randall. Randall, full head of steam, bounce pass to Brewer. Run out of the left corner, stripped by West, picked up by McCaw. McCaw on the go. He wants to drive, goes all the way in, got bumped off glass. No good. West misses the dunk, and it continues. Nwaba the other way to Ennis. He'll glide in, score the right hand. Even when the Warriors do something really well, it hasn't worked out for them. And now the lead is down to 16. It's an 11-0 Lakers run. West high post. Finds McCaw. McCaw right side. Waiting. Screened by Jones. McCaw up top to West. Stolen by Bruno. West got it back. Steps between two defenders. Fumbled it. Dropped it. Jones to McCaw. He's open. Fires. And doesn't get a three. Rebound batted down by Jones. But a foul on West. My goodness. Golden State Golden State has scored 4 points in almost 5 minutes.
He replaces.
They have allowed 11 points in this quarter. West to sit down, and McAdoo comes in. So it's Jones, McAdoo, Livingston, McCaw, and Clark. Lava takes it to the near side. Passes to Ennis. Ennis brings it middle. McCaw on the switch, guarding him. Off the screen by Nance. Now Ennis just pushes Jones out of the way, who blocks the shot. Nance gets it, goes up. Handoff inside. Ennis goes up, and he's fouled by Livingston. Scores the bucket. No call, and McAdoo comes away with it. Gets the ball to McCaw. Up ahead to Livingston. Livingston far side. Screen by Jones. Livingston then takes it to the baseline. 97-83. It's a 14-point game with 6:35 to go. Clark back to Livingston. Working on Ennis. Lakers playing a very good quarter. Livingston stripped. Got it back. Finds McAdoo. Foul line jumper. No good. Rebound Randall. Here comes L.A. Randall goes hard. Drives down the lane and scores. McAdoo retreating all the way. And Steve Kerr saying, you guys are on your own right now. You're playing this. You got to, this way you've got to fight your way through it. 27-point lead down to 12 with 6:09 to go. Here's McAdoo dribbling in. Gets up, blocked. Got it back, goes up, got fouled. David West went to the locker room. Larry Nance Jr. picks up the foul. Hey, let's go back and check in what's going on down in L.A. in the game between Sacramento and the Clippers.
Raymond Felton into the front court on the left elbow. Gets it right side over to Crawford. Crawford dumps it back inside the Spates to the rim with the right hand high off the window and in. Five for Mo Spates, and the Clippers lead 100-83 as we descend upon the midway point of the fourth quarter.
Well, looks like the Clippers will have home court advantage in their series with Utah. 98-85 here as McAdoo made a free throw, and the Lakers have called time. On the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, with the Clippers safely ahead of the Sacramento Kings, it'll be Clippers in Utah starting in L.A. And of course, that's the Warriors bracket, per se, if you will. If the Warriors were to beat Portland, they would play the winner of that series. And tonight, our friend in Salt Lake City, David Locke, the voice of the Utah Jazz, they're shooting T-shirts out of cannons here at Oracle. Apparently, our friend David was standing up when they were doing that in Salt Lake City and got nailed in the forehead with one out of the cannon. Jazz beat the Spurs 101-97 on your Kaiser Permanente scoreboard. And that had to hurt. McAdoo, or at least stun you a little bit, hits both free throws, and the Warriors are 99-85. Last field goal for the Warriors was almost 5 minutes ago, 10:46 to go. They led by 27 at one point. They lead by 14 now. Home starters on the bench. Ennis with a three left side. No good. Clark runs down the rebound. McCaw leading the Warriors bench tonight with 11 points. No Iguodala tonight. No Draymond Green for the Warriors. McAdoo spins away with the Brewer on the left wing. Pass cross court to Clark. He'll take it right baseline. A teardrop on the way up and in. And Ian Clark with a bucket. Over 5 minutes and 13 seconds. Well, exactly, actually. The last time he scored a bucket, the last time the Warriors had a bucket. The lead is 16. 5:22 left in the Lakers season. Randall shoveled over to Nance Jr. Corner three, up and no good. McAdoo, rebound, no, deflected. McCaw pulled it down. Trapped in the backcourt, rotates it up now to Clark. Clark pass stolen away by Nance Jr. He's on the go on the far side. Feeds Ennis, who's trailing downstairs. Nawaba to Brewer. Brewer pulls up. Jumper over McAdoo. Slides it home. Mentioned this before. You know, the Lakers are worried about their pick. If it falls out of the top three, just how cool it is to be with the Warriors. If you're a Warriors fan, not to have to worry about the lottery for another year. How about that? Pass to Jones. Knocked away. McCaw gets it back. Down the lane. To the rim with the right hand. Goes up and scores. Clobbered by Randall, but James Williams said no. Long pass to Nance. He'll go in and score with the right hand. So both teams trade buckets in the lead at 14, 103-89 with 4:25 to go. Steve Kerr telling James Williams, hey, my guy got hit in the head here. Play to the final. Zeros in the clock, including the officials. McCaw off a screen to Clark. Clark steps around and it's back to McCaw. Sets his feet, lets it fly. Three ball off the rim. Brewer wants to run. He always wants to run. takes it to the front court, dribbles hard on McAdoo, off balance, off glass, no good, and Jones back for the rebound. Warriors going with their twin towers look here of JaVale McGee and Damian Jones, with McAdoo out there as a small forward. Pick and roll to Jones, who grabs it and dunks it quickly right over the top of Randall. Damian Jones with a savage right-hand dunk. And I think Luke Walton wants a timeout. 3:46 left in the contest. Warriors 105, Lakers 89. And this is Golden State Warriors basketball, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Checking in with some of our fans, 105-89 with 3:45 to go. Dwayne says he's in Napa, got a glass of Cabernet from Oakville, very close at hand. Listening on his noise-canceling headphones, linked to his tablet, which is streaming Sirius XM, and synced perfectly to his TV. That is a man that's got it going on right there. He also pointed out something interesting, and I'll pose it this way. How many of you had, at the beginning of the year, the Utah Jazz and the Cleveland Cavaliers finishing with the same record? How about that? 51 and 31. 105-89 here. Warriors on top. Clarkson feeds Nance. Goes in for the dunk. Missed it. And the rebound to Damian Jones. 3:30 to go in the game. Warriors getting ready for Sunday, 12 p.m. pregame show. Warriors and Trailblazers. Game one on the Western Conference playoff series. McCall with the ball up top. Doc is listening in Coos Bay, Oregon, writing physics exam. Shot clock at two for McCall. Left angle, jumper up, no good. Rebound Clarkson. No one connected with Warriors Radio can help you with physics exams. Ball pass inside for Robinson, knocked away, stolen. And a breakaway for McAdoo. He'll fly in and casually dunk it down. 107-89, down the final 250 of the regular season. Clippers have beaten the Kings 115-95. They will host the Utah Jazz in game one of their series. World peace with the jumper. Nance with a rebound for the Lakers, and they get a fresh 24. Clarkson denied by McCaw, so the pass goes over to Ennis. High screen, Ennis back to Robinson, knocked away by McGee. Warriors with their twin tower group out there. Clark waiting, stops to Jones, or the Mac attack, if you will. McGee and Mac. Clark holds it up top now from Jones. Off the screen, takes a deep three. It lands no good. Slapped out by McGee, and a loose ball foul on JaVale McGee.
First foul charge. JaVale McGee for personal. 13 foul.
Ted's up in Bend, Oregon. Check it in. And Soren, grateful for the Warriors app. He can listen to the broadcast. He says, as a Cal Poly alum, don't forget Ozzie Smith. 107-89, Warriors with Lakers with the ball on the weave. Clarkson to World Peace. Now the screen set by Nance. World Peace dribbles to the far wing. Robinson takes it down the lane. Shoots off balance on the go. No good. And Damian Jones has the rebound. Final minute 50. McAdoo to Jones to McCaw. McCaw to Clark. Warriors will have snapped the Lakers winning streak at Golden State for the third time in 3 years. We'll have won 67 or more in the regular season. Just incredible. Clarkson down the lane, scoop to the hoop. It's up and good. And to show you how things have turned, how things are totally different now. In the last 3 years, the Lakers, if you combine their win total, it doesn't go to 67. McCaw up top to Jones. And the Warriors have won at least 67 in each of their last 3 years. Nance with a steal. Well, he's a good-looking young player. Nance down the near side. Picks up the dribble. Feeds World Peace down the lane. He goes up and scores. That might be his final basket of his NBA career. Clark with the ball. Final minute, 107-93. Warriors on top. Clark and no hurry. Pass over to JaVale McGee. Now to McCaw. Screen set. McAdoo comes up to get the ball. Denied. So McCaw dribble, shot clock down to 7, down to 45 on the game clock. McCaw waits to McGee with 3, with 2. McGee spins, foul line, off balance, one-hander, no good. Got his own rebound and jammed it down. As soon as he let it go, he got a second burst, hit the trampoline, He got a foot and a half above the rim and dunked it with a right hand. Final 24 seconds of the L.A. season. The Lakers season, I should say, because the Clippers are still playing. World Peace with a jumper, with a three, no good. Clark the rebound. Final 14 seconds of this one. The regular season is done. Clark had it stolen by World Peace, who drives it on Jones. Strip, whistle, and a foul. Everybody's ready to celebrate. World Peace wants to play another 82. No good for him. He's got himself to the free throw line.
37. World Peace line, two shots.
And so, World Peace at the free throw line. First one popped out. The run for the ring starts Sunday. Second free throw, World Peace is good. Jones will throw it in. Waits, gets it into McAdoo. He'll hold it. The buzzer will sound. The Golden State Warriors are the first team in NBA history to win at least 67 games in three consecutive years. And they beat the Los Angeles Lakers 109-94. And Golden State will end this season in their run for the ring with a record of 67-15. And they await the Portland Trailblazers on Sunday, 12:30 tip here at Oracle, and a 12 o'clock pregame show along the network. So the Warriors go on to win, and Luke Walton and Steve Kerr share a thought at midcourt. Two friends, they had lunch today together. They talk a lot about the coaching profession. Luke Walton in his pregame press session called Steve Kerr a mentor. And that's a relationship that's going to go on even after the days of their sideline duties. And I've said before, when Luke Walton became a coach with Golden State, that he was absolutely a natural. He was born for this job. And we want to wish congratulations to former Warrior assistant Theo Robertson, who's moving on. Here is Steph Curry.
You guys make this a true home court advantage for us. And we're going to need that energy during this playoff run. It's going to be a fun 2.5 months. And we look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday. Thank you.
Steph Curry addressing those who are left here at Oracle, much to their delight. Patrick McCaw's put a headset on downstairs. And Patrick, guess what? You made it through your first NBA regular season, 82 games. How's it feel?
Feels amazing. Feels like the year flew by. I just remember preseason, you know, being here. And now the regular season is over with and the playoffs are about to begin. It's crazy. It's all going by so fast, and I'm enjoying it all.
You know, it's funny because everybody's got to tell you the same thing. It's different in the playoffs. It's different.
Yeah.
What have you heard? What have they been talking about in conversations inside the locker room?
It's a different type of basketball. Everything is on the line. Every little thing matters. The little box out, everything matters in the playoffs. And that goes from the fans to knowing where you're supposed to be on the floor, the support, just being prepared. It's a totally different level of basketball. It's a whole new season. And I'm just mentally, you know, preparing for it and staying focused and continue to work hard. And I appreciate, you know, being with this organization and all they've done for me my first year. It's been exciting.
What is the one thing that maybe surprised you the most about being in the NBA?
The number of games. I didn't really think 82 games was that much until maybe midway through the season. Because, you know, college is like about a third of NBA games. So, you know, 82 games, being prepared, you know, for that many games the entire season, you know, not trying to get hurt or avoiding injuries and things like that, it's tough. And for my first year, I learned a lot.
Well, it's been great having you around. I think you have nothing but a bright future. Buckle up for some fun. It's going to be a great playoff ride.
Yes, sir. I can't wait.
All right. Patrick McCaw, our guest, had a great job tonight off the bench. 13 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. We thank him. Warriors with a win, 109-94. Post-game show upcoming on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.